Described below is the full mouth reconstruction in a mentally retarded patient who had rampant caries as well. The chief complaint. The patient arrived at the office complaining of leakage of saliva while talking, hoarseness of voice, and chipped roots and teeth. The investigations that were undertaken were full mouth IOPA x-rays and routine medical checkup. The provisional diagnosis. Rampant caries along with generalized attrition. After thorough examination, the following treatment plan was devised. First of all, periodontium to be examined thoroughly, clinically and radiographically. Secondly, endodontic therapy of all pulp involving teeth as a basic step should be done. The treatment rationale. The main aim of the treatment plan was to raise off vertical dimensions by increasing the height of the molars. The procedure. Alginate impression of upper and lower teeth was made and study casts were made. Two sets of study casts were prepared, one for lab technician and the other for the doctor. Notation: 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, and 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. Teeth numbers 25 and 48 could not be restored because these were grossly decayed and infected and needed extraction. Teeth number 17, 26, 27, 34, 36 did not require endodontic therapy and were restored as such. Endodontic therapies were started for the remaining teeth. There were total 20 teeth in the mouth which required extensive endodontic therapy. The most important step in the case was to raise vertical dimension, that is VD. There may be various techniques for recording VD directly in the patient's mouth. In this case, Hanau's articulator was used for recording the vertical dimension directly by the chair side. Method. Two equal lengths of pink modeling wax were taken. Equal folds of wax sheets are given. Some glass beads from glass bead sterilizer around 2 mm in diameter are packed in the folds of wax sheet and placed in between posterior teeth. Now the patient is asked to bite on the wax sheet gently. Glass beads present in the wax bite help in giving 2 mm of free space required. Now upper and lower jaw impressions are made using alginate impression material. Stone plaster is poured and models are prepared. Recorded wax bite is placed in between upper and lower casts and articulation is done as per the requirements of the patient. The sequence of temporization. Firstly, upper posterior crowns were made with well-formed cusps and fossae. For this, we can choose prefabricated stainless steel crowns for exact anatomy. Afterwards, lower posterior crowns were prepared in occlusion with the upper crowns. There should be good cusp to fossa relationship and the Angel's class 1 relation should be established wherein the mesiobuccal cusp of upper first permanent molar should fall into the mesiobuccal groove of lower first permanent molar. Occlusion is set in patient's mouth because of his jaw deviation and unbalanced occlusion. Articulating paper is used to remove high points and establish correct occlusion. For this, repeated visits are required for proper setting of crowns. This is a very important step as the success of the full mouth rehabilitation hinges on correct